Hello, humans. This is Dre Murray. This is the Dre Murray Podcast. This is where I share my thoughts, my experiences, you know, the potholes that I may have hit along my journey, the lions, the tigers, the bears, oh my, that I may have crashed into along my journey, as well as, you know, some of the wins that I experienced, the times that I didn't crash, but I was able to avoid things in the middle of the road. I want to help you to see those things so you can avoid them and get to your destination faster. And so today I will be actually releasing an episode that I recorded yesterday. I actually recorded in video and visual form. You can see it on my IGTV page, Instagram TV. I don't know if people are actually calling it that. You know, I know they call it IGTV, but Instagram. There's another story. It's a tangent. I'm getting off. You can follow me on Instagram, and this truck is really loud. You can follow me on Instagram at DreMurray22. You can also check out the visual on YouTube. You know, this is for those that want to see the visual, want to see, you know, the Star Wars jacket and all the aesthetic, you know, the everything that goes into the visual. If that's how you listen to podcasts, I feel you. But I discussed something that's been on my mind a lot because I'm actually kind of going through it right. Not kind of. I am going through it right now. It's a process that I've been going through, or, you know, a season in my life that I've been in for longer than I thought that I would be in. And I know that a lot of it has to do with me being fearful to follow what I know it is that I should be following. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, when you get comfortable in a certain situation, or you've been involved in doing a certain thing a particular way for a very long time, you tend to not want to see a change happen. You know, change is always, especially up front, scary, right? At least for most people, even if they want to admit it or not. That's not to say that you sink into that fear. You sink into that because we know that fear is of the devil. No, I'm just kidding. Like, fear can actually point you in the right direction sometimes. Not sometimes, a lot of the time. So, I wanted to speak to that, and also to the mindset, just the idea that people that, you know, may evolve and go in another direction, they pivot, whatever words you want to put to it, they change their direction. The destination is still the same, but they're changing their direction. Just, I want to change that idea that these people are inconsistent. These people are always changing their minds, so they'll never get to the place that they're supposed to be. In my experience, and, you know, this is something that I'm just coming to grips with, because as I get older, I'm more aware while the things are happening, right? When I was younger, I was just flying by the seat of my pants. I wasn't really paying attention to what was going on. But I had a conversation with a very close brother of mine the other night, and he really made me understand how this thing is all connected together. And so that's what this episode is about. It's showing you that there is definitely, you know, there's a connection. Like, we're on a journey. This is a journey. I say that at the beginning of this podcast, every episode, that this is a journey, on your journey, my journey. I hope that this resonates with you. I hope that you get something from it. I hope it sticks with you. It is part, because there's other things involved in it, but for the podcast, for this episode, I launched a platform on last Saturday, which was my birthday. I launched a platform called The Loop, where I will be releasing new music, film, podcast on that platform. You can subscribe, you know, by putting your email address. You can go, first of all, go to dremurray.com. That's where it is. I actually just changed the platform that I'm using for the loop and, you know, just converted my website that I already had. So this is the beginning stages of it, but you can, you know, I released 3 songs on Saturday. There's a podcast there that's from the Black Gold Creative Podcast that people may not have heard. It's a mental health episode. There's an idea of what the type of film that I want to put there. But the first film is actually in pre-production right now. And I've been reaching out to people behind the scenes and, you know, kind of crowdfunding this thing because I need your help with creating the type of film or the type of visual, the quality that, you know, I want to release to you guys. And it's not just, you know, a music video. Like, these are going to be, you know, actual theatrical type releases, as well as, you know, I don't really want to put a name to it, but you'll see. They're going to be dope. And so I really need your help. I really need your help. If you could, you know, if you can contribute, that would be amazing. There's links at the top of the page where you can contribute either via Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal. You know, I've been reaching out and kind of I put an actual specific dollar amount on the ask because of the amount that I know that I need to actually start this process. And so I've been asking for $20. If you've been seeing the videos on my socials, I say, you know, just a one-time contribution of $20 can really help. And that is the case still. But if you can't, whatever you can do is greatly appreciated. And I thank you guys that have been rocking with me for so long. You know, this is something that I've had on my mind to do for a very long time. And like I said, it's part of the reason why I'm still, you know, kind of going through this process instead of already in it, is being fearful of just stepping out and attacking it. So thank you. If you're listening to this and you've already contributed, you've already signed up, you know, with your email and subscribe, email address and subscribed, thank you very much. Thank you to those that will give. Thank you to those that want to give but can't. I still appreciate your support if you spread the word. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. And I hope that you enjoy this episode of the podcast. All right. Peace. Good morning, humans behind the screen. Yeah, real quick. You have aspirations. You have dreams. You have things that you want to get done in life. You may be taking action on those things right now. Or you may have taken action on those things in the past and you stopped for whatever reason and moved on to something else and begin to take action on that thing. It may be completely different from the previous thing that you were doing. Then you stop and you go on to something else. You pivot and you make a move and do something else. And then, you know, you continue this cycle and you may be thinking to yourself, man, I cannot get anything done. I am not consistent. You know, I'm wishy-washy. I'm flip-flopping everywhere. That may be your mindset, but I want you to change your mindset from I'm not consistent to I've been picking up tools along the way. If you've really been paying attention, if you've really been in it and aware as to what it is you're doing, when you're doing it, if you're not just going through the motions, you should be picking up valuable tools and skills along the way that will help you in whatever it is that you're doing now, even if you pivoted, right? If you completely turned from what it was that you're doing, a completely different industry now, there should be tools and skills that you picked up in that previous thing that will carry over into what you're doing now. And so you can't look at it as if, oh, I wasn't I'm not consistent. I'm not in the same field. I'm not doing the exact same thing. You have to look at it as if I pivoted, I evolved, but it's still one long story that we're in, right? This thing called life. It's a long story. The chapters are going to be different, but the entire book is being written. And so it's carrying through. It's a through line. You got to take those. That's why you have to be aware of what it is you're doing, right? I'm building a platform right now where some people that are familiar with my music, familiar with me and my art, may think that I'm trying to build a platform primarily for music and my content only. And that's not the case. There's things that I want to do going forward, or, you know, in the future, that people in my circle have been encouraging me to do for years. But for whatever reason, well, not for whatever reason, I know the reason, you know, a lot of it had to do with, you know, fear of stepping out. Things that I've done behind the scenes that is not necessarily music or, you know, or what you guys are accustomed to from me. And I've been successful at these things behind the scenes. A lot of people may not know about, but I was, you know, fearful to put them, you know, to really go hard at just that particular thing, because, you know, you grow accustomed to, and you get comfortable with something, right? And so there's a lot of things that I want to do with this platform that are outside of the norm of what someone that's familiar with me would think that I would be doing. But that doesn't mean that I'm not carrying over those skills that I, you know, picked up while doing music, while playing basketball, while coaching, while whatever the case may be. I'm picking up these tools along the way, and I'm implementing them. I'm using them in this new thing. And I encourage you guys to do the same, because I've had that same mindset where it's like, man, I'm wishy-washy, man. I'm flip-flopping everywhere. I'm not sticking with this thing. But it's okay to pivot. It's okay to change. It's okay to go into, you know, something brand new. It's okay, man. You know, it's okay to change your mind about something. We are human beings, right? But learn from what it was that you were doing. Be in it. Be aware. Be focused. Pick up those tools. Use them in what it is that you're doing now. Don't be afraid to jump into that new thing that you know that you're supposed to jump into, and use those tools, man. Use them, because they're there for you. I guarantee you can look back at what you were doing previously, and if you really think about it, there's something that you picked up there that you are using now, but you hadn't really even put that together. So, yeah, I wanted to encourage you guys this morning. I hope that encouraged you. I hope it encouraged somebody. Somebody may have just swiped away from this video when they saw my face, and that's all good too. But thank you guys for listening. God bless you. Peace.